Hey, this is Chris here. Just driving home, and I passed by a Sun Harvest, which I had heard about. Got a few here in Austin, and stopped in and got some really good-looking organic produce for a real good price. If you have it in your area, I would suggest checking it out. Never seen such bright greens on the top of a radish. But anyways, I guess something happened there I wanted to kind of talk out. You know, one of the things, part of this whole deal for me and my life in general is, you know, living a more spiritual life and just living, you know, more according to something I get from something bigger than me, and this whole juice thing is a part of that. And part of that for me is being real honest. You know, when I'm living out of my ego, it's almost a default. Honesty is kind of a hit or miss in just the way I operate. So, you know, tonight I'm checking out with the produce, and I mentioned one of the bags is you know, yes, it's organic, and I say, yeah, and I said, it's all organic, except for these cantaloupes. And he goes, well, not tonight. And I go, what's going on? He said, well, whatever, you'll see on the receipt. So obviously he had screwed it up, and, you know, even though I was completely honest with what it was, I still had that feeling like, you know, well, it's kind of a dishonest transaction, you know, so what can I do? I guess I could insist he re-ring it, because I also had the feeling like this beautiful produce is now, like, tainted, like bad juju, and I guess I could insist he re-ring it, but it's the end of the day, he's getting ready to close, you know, and am I going to make his life harder, and what's that? So, I guess it's one of those things, a little weird thing for me about sometimes maybe being too rigorous. You know, I offered to, you know, asked him a couple times if it was okay. He said, yeah. I guess something I just wanted to lay out there, I guess on my mind. So, I guess the takeaway is that, you know, it's the spiritual thing, I guess, is to kind of sometimes go with the flow. And if you are honest and you're doing, you know, you're kind of going about it the right way, and making his life easier was to just let it pass. I don't know what anything at all this has to do with juice fasting, but I guess maybe I'll use these little audio bits to maybe go off the track a bit. And so I don't know if that meant anything to anybody. Cool. And it was kind of fun to play with the audio boo here and on the iPhone. And so that's it, man. I'll chat later.